Morning, Trav.
Hey, Kimmy.
Hey, thanks for having a chat with me about your book today.
Not a problem. Thank you for reading it. It's a brutal, brutal read and one that is very confronting. But like I've said, Kimmy, I believe that hopefully people can read Shattered and think about their lives, their choices and their relationships differently and hopefully not go through or make decisions that change their lives like what my family went through.
Yeah. Well, everyone goes through stuff in their life. I mean, I've been through some stuff in my life, but can you just tell us about, because what you guys went through is just out of this world. So just fill everybody in with what happened to you and your family, Trav.
It was a series of poor decisions, emotion-charged decisions that compounded one on top of another over the space of 67 days in the back end of 2016, Kimmy. And during that time, my brother attempted to take his own life with a prescription drug overdose. And a few weeks later, my sister, who'd been in a violent relationship, was emotionally and physically at her breaking point, and she snapped and got herself into trouble with the law. And then a couple of weeks after that, my father, who was such a loving man, I feel, felt had no more answers to help his daughter and his son. And he was always the rock, the glue that kept everyone together and sorted things out. Well, I think he just reached his breaking point. Well, he clearly did reach his breaking point. And he ended up in a standoff with police on my parents' property and was shot dead by police.
God. How do you get through that, Trav?
Well, you don't give up. You just don't give up. You know, you can't throw in the towel. You know, I've been frustrated with members of my family for the decisions that they've made and the way they handled things poorly. You know, we hear it over and over again, you got to talk. Well, yeah, you do. You got to talk. When you get offered help, accept it.
Mm.
You know, don't be embarrassed about mental health. Don't be embarrassed about having depression. If you're a victim of a domestic relationship, don't become the offender.
Yeah.
You know, like, you've got to use all of the resources at your disposal, the people that love and care for you, because I'm sure there's plenty of people that do for all of those people that are either victims or suffering those various things. Use the help. Use the help. Don't throw your life away. It's such a waste. My dad, been retired for some years, worked his butt off his whole life, set my mum and him up for retirement, looked after his four children, gave us all the opportunities in the world, and one afternoon he just gave it all away.
Yeah, so sorry about your dad, mate.
Well, you know, like, I didn't write Shattered for pity, Kimmy. I wrote it because I needed to release the beast out. It was my cathartic release to be able to grieve after my brother eventually lost his battle with depression, and I don't want pity from people. I want people to read it and,
yeah,
holy crap, you know what? This is what can go wrong.
Yeah.
This stuff can happen. Let's not have it happen again.
Yeah, prevent that from happening to other people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And was it cathartic, Travis? How are you feeling about it now?
Yeah, I mean, it's out there, Kimmy. It's out there, and it's definitely a story that some people think is unbelievable. Well, I can tell you, it bloody happened.
Yeah, because it is a story that you shake your head because you find it hard to believe, but it did happen.
It did. It all happened, unfortunately. I wish it didn't. I wish no other family would have to go through what we've been through. And, you know, chances are others have been through similar stuff and probably will go through that stuff again. But it's all avoidable. You know, for every action, there's a consequence. You've got to remember that. You can't control the uncontrollable. We've got to remember that, and that makes it difficult. You know, I don't have a magic solution, a super potion to try and help people with mental illness or depression. I don't have an easy fix for the domestic violence pandemic that is engulfing Australia at the moment. I mean, domestic violence and mental illness are the other pandemic of our time at the moment, and there is no easy fix on that. But after my brother lost his battle, yeah, I sat down, I started writing. I was angry. I was really angry, and that was my release. It was a bit like, you know, the Green Mile, when the fella's on the Green Mile and he lets the bugs out of his mouth.
I remember, yeah. I love that movie.
Yeah, it's a brilliant movie.
Yeah.
That's the sort of thing that I can paint on how I felt.
He let the poison out, and that's what you've been doing.
That's it.
Yeah.
Locked.
Yeah. And you feel better for it?
I do. I do feel better for it. I mean, you know, it's definitely a very confronting story, and I've opened up the door to my family, you know, which is confronting every time it comes up.
Yeah, I imagine it is.
You know, how do you keep bringing it back up? Well, I want people to try and avoid this sort of stuff happening.
Yeah, because I think that sort of stuff in families, it's been taboo for too long, and it needs to come out. So, as you say, people talk about it, so it's not in the cupboard anymore. Like, because it's, you know, it's stuck back there, and then people stay in that stuck place. So it's really important for people to talk about stuff that's going on that's not good.
Yeah, well, this story is real, and it's very real when you read it. And that is the real implications of mental illness and domestic violence and pressure. And the impacts are far and varied, you know. Like, it's not just the individual that's affected, it's the people around them and other people that, the individuals that are suffering or the victims that don't even know. Like, it is so far, wide and varied. But we do need to talk about it. It's, there's nothing to be ashamed of, you know. Like, my family's got a terrible story, but I'm not ashamed of it. I'm saddened by it, and I'm a bit angry about it when I reflect on it. But it's a story that I hope will or people will relate to and go, holy crap, you know, like, this is what can happen.
Mm. Trav, it's really brilliant, and I take my hat off to you, because it's a very brave thing to do, is to tell your story, particularly one like yours. If people are listening to us today and they go, I want to read that, where can they get your book?
Well, you can go to your local bookshop, and if they don't have it on the shelf, they'll be able to order it in for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can simply Google Shattered online, and I'm sure you will see it pop up. It's a 5-hour read, cover to cover, for those people that don't read that much. And I've had a lot of messages from people that haven't read books in years, but they've stumbled across this one. And they've read it, and they picked it up, and they couldn't put it down.
Well, you can't. It's very compelling.
Well, you've done it. You've read it.
Yep.
So you know.
Yeah.
You know, and you probably shed a few tears in it too.
Yeah, it was really, really emotional. Yeah, at times, for sure. It's a credit to you, mate, that you've done that, and I'm so glad that you've done that for yourself, and also to help other people in the world. You're a good man, Travis.
Oh, there's plenty of good people in the world. Let's not lose any more, eh?
That's right, mate. Thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kimmy.